You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, September 18th, 2018, and we got Sensei Swag, Umazi, and Block to Booth coming in here, and we are going to talk about some very interesting things that they have going on. With me tonight, right now, I have Alex Ball.
What's up, what's up? How's it going, guys?
They're doing great. That's what they just said.
Yeah, I can imagine they did say that.
Yeah, so Tayshaun and Tia are not available for tonight's broadcast, so Alex is going to be jumping in and, seeing how things go. We also have Seti Zoo coming through. This is going to be a wild show. And we got Mr. Christopher Schnabel with us tonight as well, so stay tuned because video is a part of the mix. If you did not catch our interview with Rex and Short Fuse last week, or with Dukeron before that, or any of the other 100-plus episodes, you can hear those right now on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, LFODradio.com, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you subscribe there, you will get this one before everyone else. If you're an artist, submissions at LFODradio.com, send us clean records. That's what everybody you'll hear on here has done and, you know, what they did to get through here. And if you're tuned in at LFOD Radio on everything, let us know. Talk to us. I don't know if we'll be doing call-ins tonight, but we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, so I think we're going to get right into it because these guys drove all the way from New York to be here. They're looking for parking. But we're going to play that new Rex Till He Drop. This is off Order and Chaos, produced entirely by Short Fuse, which is out now. Get that. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. Till he drop. Pop on, pop on me, cop on top of me till he drop. Pop on, pop on me, cop on top of me till he drop.
Swallow the beat, bon appetit, Swiss Army knife the week. Tsunami style unique, the flow above the mountains, peak pound the street. Godzilla zigzag, the pin pad, the film splash, the camera lenses, ammunition I flash. Fast forward through your vocal BS, unapproachable threat. Sources 5
mic, quotable vet. Mental short fuse, I talk jewels, no need to spark tools. Stop fools from being buffoons, bones ooze, the old schools. Rude boo, sipping your cruise, different improved distance. Sticky style, back to f*** up now. Poetry pop him until he dropping. Notice he ain't got no option. He kissed the rosaries of all the needs. Say, Lord, please, for all these fallacies, flaws, and foolish ways. Don't let me see Lucifer's gaze, amazed flames ain't violate him. This instrumental annihilating, no debate, it won't stop until the record. With the aggression in the voice, the definite choice over AMFM noise. Enemy the alphabet boys. My raps are past the asteroids, out of worldly hoist. Me atop the totem pose. Lo behold the chosen flow. Leave all my foes comatose. Overdose of dope. No, I ain't falling for the okey doke. You drop the soap. Prison nemesis is genesis, assist and exorcism. Lethal lyricism a given. A pilgrim native language is sicker than Boston Strangler. Spit preposterous stamina. You amateurs. I'm professional, no longer weapon. Pop him till he dropping like the trigger cock from the Glock in the palm. And I'm arming from Warren, from Lawrence to shores is foreign. All in the name of being the illest. A short fuse killed this. Force field impenetrable. Lyricals most fearless. The flame flow flung to my name known and rung in hip hop. Talk repetitive darts at you until the chorus. Drop. Pop him, pop him, and cop him, tap him until he drop.
I'm talking reckless. Jump on the track just to break a record. Look through my phone and it's full of X's. Texting and driving, I miss my exit. You on my spot, nigga, come and get it. Golf with the squad and it's Armageddon. All that I wanted, I go and get it. Only get one and I can't regret it. Niggas got negative energy, they are not who they pretend to be. Off what they said to me, don't let it get to me. Hustling is the recipe. All of you niggas is dead to me. All of my bitches are ebony. This for the ones that was there for me. Being local celebrity, make sure the city remember me. We finna blow like the Kennedys. I pull up in that big body, top down, let the beat bang. She wanna ride in a Maserati, she wanna travel and see things. Tires burn when that light change. I don't see nobody coming close. I just seen niggas that do the most. Fly then I wake up on different coasts. Handful of hundreds, I'm keeping it frank. What they think, pound of the stink. I hit the then straight to the bank. I hit my nigga, we making a play. I put some cash in the safe, now we gon' raise up the stakes. They used to hate on me back in the days. Now I pull up and it's nothing to say, nothing to say. I make them jump from the front to the back. Haters and bitches ain't fucking with that. I spend a hundred, I'm making it back. I'm just so focused on making a stack. I want it all, ain't no holding me back. You getting paper, they overreact. Haters and bitches ain't fucking with that. I spend a hundred, I'm making it back. I make them jump from the front to the back. Haters and bitches ain't fucking with that. I spend a hundred, I'm making it back. I'm just so focused on making a stack. I want it all, ain't no holding me back. You getting paper, they overreact. I spend a hundred, I'm making it back. I'm just so focused on making a stack.
You know I be spending and making it back. I sip on the Fiji, I don't do no tap. Got me the rollie with diamonds and that. Skinny, but my pockets stay fat. Young traveled all over the map. Yeah, I be touring, the Rari's be flowing, them be going, I'm winning at that. I gotta get it wherever I'm at. The hood to the birds, give them the word. Rocky gon' get it, that ain't scared. Buff what you heard, I be getting like I'm a nerd. Got the DeLorean, hop in and swerve. Make the horses saddle up in the trunk. Driving 88, I'm smoking the niggas making hits, they really just bun. Yeah, I'ma get whatever they want. Yeah, I made it all in a month. Yeah, imagine what I do in years. Yeah, yeah, nigga, keeping it clear. I'm standing right here, stand on my own too. If the money don't move, then I don't move. If they just winning, then I can't lose. I'ma go and get whatever Rocky choose. That's me.
I make them jump from the front to the back. Haters and bitches ain't fucking with that.
I spent 100, I'm making it back. I'm just so focused on making a stack. I want it all, ain't no holding me back. You getting paid, but they overreact. Haters and bitches ain't fucking with that. I spent 100, I'm making it back. I make them jump from the front to the back. Haters and bitches ain't fucking with that. I spent 100, I'm making it back. I'm just so focused on making a stack. I want it all, ain't no holding me back. You getting paid, but they overreact. I spent 100, I'm making it back. I'm just so focused on making a stack.
Axel.
Yeah, what's good, man? Sensei Sudak, y'all know. Back on my Brooklyn Flatbush main shit. Eh? What's good?
What's good?
Fuck. H-Block.
Yes, sir.
Let's get it.
We be on a different type, time and them moats. They don't want smoke, we gon' make coats. We be with the dirty diaper with the scope. They don't want smoke, we gon' make coats. We be on a different type, time and them moats. They don't want smoke, we gon' make coats. We gon' get the drops in your block and then blow. They don't want smoke, we gon' make coats. Go. We be on a different type of timing. Spinning blocks, blicking knots, money in the violence. But this ain't a game, nah, this ain't a show. We really in the field, and niggas gotta go. They don't want smoke like the drug test coming. Talk tough till we pull up, they all start running. Bunch of four actors, always going live. Be the opposite of that. When I hop up out that ride, bring more game on. Know it's the other side. Play the building, we gon' bring it down. Ladder 49. I'm seeing dead people. I'm smoking dead eyes. We know we're near equal. I'm on a different type of time, and you should know that. Mask on, gas on, smoking that pack. Probably off the molly, got me feeling like I'm Superman. Heard he give it up? Well, I don't give a super damn. We on a different type, time and them moats. They don't want smoke, we gon' make goats. We be with the dirty diaper with the scope. They don't want smoke, we gon' make goats. We be on a different type, time and them moats. They don't want smoke, we gon' make goats. We gon' get the drops in your block and then blow. They don't want smoke, we gon' make goats. I'm gonna catch you crazy, is you crazy? Try to play me, I'm making niggas. Got about 30 in the 80. We'll do it to your lady. Baby mama with the baby. I'm doing niggas dirty. Hit a birdie on that rabies. Foaming out the mouth shit. Feeding for a kill. We post up at your crib. Home Depot with the drill. I'm like a bad waiter. Niggas say they got the juice. I promise I'ma spill it. I'm just giving y'all the truth. And my nigga said that he gon' rip them like a Beyblade. Or hit a bomb shell. She gon' line them like a straight fade. What is all the chatting from? But we don't do that. They don't want smoke, we gon' make goats. We be with the dirty diaper with the scope. They don't want smoke, we gon' make goats. We be on a different site, time and them moats. They don't want smoke, we gon' make goats. We gon' get the drops in your block and then blow. They don't want smoke, we gon' make goats.
Y'all want no smoke, man. Y'all already know we rock. Flocking never ops. You already know we rock. Ha ha. Boom 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 boom. Yeah, basically no basic.
We are back on Live Free or Die Radio. We kicked things off with Tilly Drop off the new Rex album. Then we had Suriel with Stax featuring Rocky Fresh. Ran into him the other night at the Noisy and JanSport Bonfire Sessions in Boston. And we finished things off with Sensei Swag with Ghost. Sensei Swag is in the building right now.
Yeah, what's goody, what's goody?
What's happening?
Chilla, man, glad to be here, you know?
Yes. And
shout out Boston.
Shout out Boston. Shout out New England one time. And we got Umazi as well.
Hi.
Your record's on the way.
Oh, no.
It's in the works. It's in the works.
I heard.
It's working. I'm working on it.
Awesome. So you guys drove all the way from Brooklyn, New York today.
Oh, yeah.
To be with us.
What a journey. What a journey.
To talk about Block to Boot.
What? So, yes. Through the rain, hurricane, we made it here.
Yeah. Connecticut was wild.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. No, Connecticut is its own different country when it comes to traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought New York was bad, man.
Yeah. Now, Connecticut takes the trophy.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we were about positivity, so we'll... But... Yeah, so Block to Booth. I've been excited about this because we met at the MeetCon, the Music Entrepreneur Conference at Harvard this spring. And we linked up and you guys said you had this idea. And we've kept in touch and it's grown and it's changed. So can you let people know what Block to Booth is?
So, well, what From the Block to the Booth is we're doing a mobile studio service, but also we have a web series coming out. So basically, we're taking Ben Sprinters, we're putting studios in there, and the overall goal is the same way you would book like an Uber or something like that, you'll be able to book a studio session, it'll pull up to you, real convenient, quality A1, and that's the plan, just like, you know, revolutionizing the studio service, because I feel like if it doesn't evolve, it'll go extinct, and a lot of people nowadays, I don't know if you notice, are like, they're doing like the home in-house little studios and they're sacrificing quality for convenience. Mm-hmm. When I feel like, you know, we don't have to do that, especially with all the technology nowadays, we can bridge the gap and be convenient, still give you quality and a great time, you know, more intimate experience with your fans, just all of the above.
And then what makes us more unique is that we identify that as an upcoming artist, your two biggest hurdles is getting affordable studio time, affordable, convenient and high quality studio time, and also getting the media recognition and the PR support that you need to be able to blow. Mm-hmm. So on top of that, we've been able to partner up with World Artists United, and we're going to produce a web series as well. And so when you book our truck, you also get a chance to be featured in the web series, so that we can expound on you more as an artist, just beyond you just coming and using our studio services. So yeah. That's pretty much what the vision is that we want to be a one-stop shop for all up and coming artists, all independent artists, anybody who wants to get control of their music. We're the one-stop shop for you. That's the goal, that's the dream, that's the vision, and that's
where, what's soon to come, man. Yeah. Sooner than expected,
I can tell you've been thinking about it, you know, a lot. How did this start? How did you guys link up? How did you come up with this idea?
So basically, I met her over at Oberlin. I don't know, it's a school, like this little high school. But
yeah.
High school.
I met like...
College,
prestige.
Come on.
It's very prestigious.
Prestigious, when I say high, I mean high standards,
Woo, put
prestigious
some
school.
Respect on my name.
But yeah, and playing. She was taking Africana studies. She was like, an amazing dancer. So, you know, with her doing choreography, my sister was also involved. We kind of just linked me on, as a musician and as an artist myself, and her with the dance and choreography, the bond was just there. So then, you know, I had a lot of time. She would be there with me going to studio sessions because, you know, she appreciated my craft and was like, yo, this is like a lot of situations where I'm late to studios, not even because of me. Like, I'll leave early. I don't know if you know New York, but you cannot trust the MTA.
You were late the first time we met.
You see that? Look, it's
she told me,
bad.
Too. She's like, he's going to be here.
See? And I'm trying to put the blame everywhere else, but yes, I got to start being more on top. But you can't prepare for this traffic or for the MTA schedules. 1 minute, everything is up and down.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I just wanted to find a way to, like, you know, like, okay, I see now they got apps like where you don't even got to go to the grocery store.
No.
They'll do the shopping for you. You know, people are just I don't want to say lazier, but everybody wants to be in control of their situation. So this is what we want to do with From the Block to the Booth. Give you some more control and treat you like the star you plan to be, you know,
mm-hmm.
and give you a little, you know, a taste of that lifestyle. So me and her just brainstorming about, all right, what can we do? And we did a lot of research, a lot of paperwork came through her. You know, we actually seen the numbers about how recording studio services are dying, actually. But the amount of songs being released, like, all right, it was about a 13% annual drop.
No,
every
4%.
Year. Oh, 4% annual drop, sorry, yeah. And recording studio services.
Yeah.
But a 13% increase of music being mm-hmm. released.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. That kind of says something. And it's like, wow.
There's a gap in the industry that is not being fixed right now. So how do you bridge the dying traditional industry or model of the recording studio with the convenience of like this new Uber, I can get whatever I want anytime, whenever I want type of culture that we have as millennials. So that's when we came up with The Bridge, which is from the block to the booth.
From the block to the booth.
So we have a mobile recording studio service. But beyond that, we also realized that it's not just enough for artists to record their music. They also need to have the supporting structures to be able to have, to gain the access that they need to the public and fan base. Mm-hmm. Because right now, the way the industry is moving with streaming services, that means that people have access to millions of songs at cheap, like $10 a month. So how are you able to position yourself to compete with that volume of music and be able to make a decent living as an artist? So we want to put in the infrastructure to be able to help you promote your music through our web platform, social media, and this reality web series that we have.
Couldn't have said it better myself, man. You know?
And I like how you... So a lot of people are recording at home, and that kind of opens up what you can do too, because recording is affordable. So yes, you can do a good home recording, but it's still... You could do a better... It allows you to outfit the vans at a more reasonable price. You don't need $100,000 to build a studio right now. But at the same time, you can also... You provide an engineer, right? So they can get a more quality experience than them having to just learn the program and do all that. Do you have any idea what the range for prices on this is going to be for rentals?
Like, so basically, we're talking about $100 an hour.
Okay.
2 hour minimum.
Okay.
And that leaves space, but we have a website where all the schedules will be up and you can like sit there. We're going to put a map up so where you can pick where you want to be picked up, your choice of location, where you want to record at. If you have any extra stops in between, like say, you know, if you're hungry a lot of times, because if you go to the big studios, you know, they usually have runners.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, you know, most of the people are, they're working for themselves. So you would have to stop, and that's 45 minutes of your time. You're just trying to get some food or something. Or say there's another artist across town that you wanted to get as a feature, and you know that
you could literally drive to
the
house.
You can literally go, exactly, and that'll be there.
With rappers, like, sometimes that can,
and it's the energy. I feel like anything is, it's done better face-to-face. When you're around a person, rather than if someone sends you a beat, and they already got this stuff down, and they tell you, do your thing.
It's lonely.
It's lonely, and you don't really get the feel unless you're around, like, being together, being around someone, just seeing the reactions and the energy that they're putting in, you'll feed off of that.
Yeah.
And me as an artist, I love that. I love to, like, make songs with the people, with the engineer, when it comes to beats, with the producer, just so we can all vibe off of each other, and it kind of grows, you know?
Yeah.
It works better that way, I think. Because, like, I feel like I've always wanted, as a beat producer, I've always wanted to work straight, directly with a rapper, like, almost start a group, you know, something. See, something like, cool. And it's like, because I always have this bass level of a beat, and I'm like, I want to change this a little bit, but I feel like I need to put a vocal track on it. But I can't rap, so I'm like, what do I do now? I got to find a rapper.
Sensei Swag. But definitely, man, it'll help find the sound, you know, because as you grow and as the artist grows, you know, you might create something new together. Just
exactly.
Like I said, off that energy transfer alone, you'll go to places you didn't even know you can go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I feel it's just so good. So
I like it. You just said Sensei Swag. So where can people follow you? Where can they follow Block to Booth? Where can they learn more about this?
I am Sensei Swag on Instagram, Sensei Swag on Facebook, or, you know, I'll give people my personal right now, because Tyrell Carter on Facebook, definitely. We got the Ghost track out that you just played, right?
Yeah.
So you can get that on Amazon, iTunes. The video is out now on YouTube. It should be actually going to World Star by Thursday, I think. That'll be up. I got a lot more on YouTube. Just type in Sensei, S-E-N-S-E-I, Swag with 2 G's, and you'll see me, man. The lightest, brightest dread up there.
Cool. And when it comes to Block to Booth, you can follow us on @Block, B-L-O-C-K, T-O-B-O-O-T-H, literally Block to Booth. And our website is also blocktobooth.com.
Beautiful. I want to talk about the name, actually, real quick, before we go into another song. So what is the Block to the Booth? Like, what is... How did you settle on that? And, like, what is the real mission of this? How does the name tie into the mission behind it?
Because now, as we say it, right, you can go strictly, like, from your doorstep on your block straight two steps into the booth. from the block
to the booth.
Okay.
You know, it's just straightforward and direct.
Right.
As soon as we get you off the block, we get you in the booth. No time wasted. Everything.
It's as straightforward as the name suggests. From the block to the booth.
And I, you know, we thought it was kind of catchy, too. I'm like, hey,
block
I like
to
that.
Booth. Yeah.
Yeah, from the block.
BTB, and maybe we got... You can spin it in the song, block to booth.
You need the drop. The first thing needs to be recorded, the block to booth drop. That
definitely.
You can just
BTB records.
Make BTB. Like
all right, so we're going to play some one of these Sensei records. What do you want us to throw out?
All right, I say I'm loving them bands. I got a song, nice song, love them bands, up tempo, up vibe, you know, just positivity and just, you know, just fun. It's fun on a record.
All right, we'll be back after this with more from Sensei, Umazi, and Block to Booth. You are tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Yeah. Who's going? You know who that? The boy Sensei shoot at. Hey, Block. Oh, God. It's like 100 degrees in here. I'm about to flame this shit the fuck up, though. That's what we do.
And I probably take
it. You know, you can't do it without you, baby. Without no hate, how could there be love, right? If there ain't no bad, there ain't no good.
So thank you for counting me out. Now I'm about to count up again. Let's get to this pop, the hate don't stop. I've been through the fakers and friends. These niggas love you, these niggas don't love you. You all by yourself in the end. I'm sorry, but you understand. It's all for the love and the bad. So thank you for counting me out. Now I'm about to count up again. Let's get to this pop, the hate don't stop. I've been through the fakers and friends. These don't love you, these niggas don't love you. You all by yourself in the end. I'm sorry, but you understand. It's all for the love and the bad. It's all for the love and the bad. She got a hand in my pants. No, I don't dance. She want a little romance. How about a trip out the friends? She and your friends. Take the time and I be on. See me style of Saint Laurent. I do what I want. They try and understand the front. Can read me. I'm elite. The GT is cracking the front. Drop the top on the sunny side. I'm Cali. Tell a plug I'm coming right. I need a 10 pack vac seal. I know they make it from the countryside. Niggas running up a bag like the gym teacher coming late. We don't need nothing. No straight. No friends. No fake. Rest that. Get the money right. Twirl it. We get shaky on a summer night. Drippy. Keep a blicky on that f***ing fight. Think I'm tripping. Book another flight. We gon' make it happen. We gon' make it there. Like a chauffeur. We gon' take it there. We ain't playing fair. No, we play for keeps. Ain't no reason. Please. No, we need to feed. So you can sleep all that you want. Just know we gon' count up again. The hate ain't no stop. We spinning them blocks. They putting up paintings of friends. Sad story, but it's true. They should know what we do. Run it up with the crew. Run it up, run it up, run it up. So they can count me out. Now I'm about to count up again. Let's get to this rap. The hate ain't no stop. I've been through the fakers and friends. These niggas don't love you. These bitches don't love you. You all by yourself in the end. I'm sorry, but you understand. It's all for the love of them bands. So thank you for counting me out. Now I'm about to count up again. Let's get to this rap. The hate ain't no stop. I've been through the fakers and friends. These niggas don't love you. These bitches don't love you. All by yourself in the end. I'm sorry, but you understand. It's all for the love of them bands. It's all for the love of them bands. I used to trap at the bando. Had to cut off a few friends. Now that they understand them. Small circle, big place. Tony Tiger, we great. Blue bills, big fist. Early birds, you late. Flip that bus back and shoot first and run down. We put niggas on shirts and set the suns down. I don't do the conversations. Let's buy a couple Franklins. Put the green cash shells. I'm sorry. Niggas in the Franklin. Thinking you a ninja turtle. I promise my friends I hurt you. We ain't for the virtue. We don't have no pages. We make a banana hanging out the dribble. So move when I say so. I'm feeling like somebody did. Don't got no top of the face. Solving the snakes. No, we put on for the age. Swirling, we should be straight. The record relay. So some niggas on the other side. We keep a blinking, now we coming right. Couple bosses in them pushes, get to it. Secure the bag, green strike, we do it. Run it up and run through it. Run it up, run it up and run through it. So thank you for counting me out. Now I'm about to count up again. Let's get to this rap, the hate, no stop. I ran through the fakers and friends. Niggas don't love you, these bitches don't love you. You all by yourself in the end. I'm sorry, but you understand. It's all for the love of them bands. So thank you for counting me out. Now I'm about to count up again. Let's get to this rap, the hate, no stop. I ran through the fakers and friends. These niggas don't love you, these bitches don't love you. You all by yourself in the end. I'm sorry, but you understand. It's all for the love of them bands.
Love of the bands, you are tuned in to LFOD Radio. That's from Sensei Swag.
Yes, sir.
So we know a bit about Block to Booth. We know people are going to stay tuned. We know season one is coming.
Definitely. September 22nd, we're actually shooting the pilot. We're doing 6 episodes for the pilot. We got a bunch of great artists lined up. So be prepared for that. That's coming soon, man. And it's like, we put in a lot of work to actually get here. Like, I know, see, like, it's been a journey in itself, you know, and just the ups and downs. Like, even at the hall, you know, at the conference where we had some big name people behind, like, you know, saying this is a good idea. And then there are some other ones that I don't want to mention their names, but I was like, no, it's not going to work. You might as well just make it a label.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So it's like, all right, but, you know, I say nothing is impossible. Everything is impossible until it's done, you know. The moon. Neil Armstrong made that possible. Black President Obama made that possible. Mm-hmm. So why can't we make this possible?
If right? you say it's impossible, it is. Just, if you say it's not.
You set a limitation.
Kevin Garnett, you're in Boston, man. You need to remember that. Anything is possible.
They're going to make a Netflix documentary about this, because I believe that we're about to revolutionize the industry. You know, we're making it even more possible for you to be an independent artist. Like, mm-hmm. the way we're trying to break these structures, it's going to make being an independent artist possible and not as exhausting as it is right now without a big push from a label. So.
Also from up and coming labels. Like, say you're an up and coming label, you're, you know, smaller, and you need studio time. You need great quality studio time, and you want your artist to feel appreciated and have that luxury. Mm-hmm. That's Block to the Booth all the way. We can do that, deliver that for you. We work out
and it
packages.
Will be a high end thing. It's exactly. not going to be like you're not going to feel like you're getting into a van to record.
Feel like you're stepping into your future. You know, the dream that you want to live. The luxury seats, that nice bench, especially how we got the setup going. Oh man, it's beautiful. So you'll definitely feel like a star.
That's what's important. So how did you find these artists? And if artists want to get involved for like season 2 or something, is there a way they can submit? Or
definitely on the Facebook, blocktobooth.com. You can write the Block to Booth page on Facebook, on Instagram, from the Block to the Booth. Because right now we respond to anything. Mm-hmm. Any artist, that's what we're here for. We're trying to bring the up and comers. We're trying to get you out there, get you the attention you deserve and need, because, and especially like in cities like New York, where there's so much mainstream going on, you don't never hear local artists on the radio. You'll never hear a local artist on Hot 97 or Power 105 unless he has some money behind him and he can pay for that one spin in that prime time mm-hmm. slot. But other than that, there's no real outlets. And that's why I love towns like this and cities like this, radio stations like this, man, where y'all are all for the artists, man, and it's just like genuine.
That's what we're on the same page. There's a ton of talent here, man, and not a lot of infrastructure. So we started building it, you know.
It definitely same is deal. Appreciated.
Yeah, man. But so how did you, let's talk individually, because you guys both have cool stories, and I guess you seem like you got a lot to say today. So we'll start with you. Normally be ladies first, but she likes to keep it cool, you know?
Classy.
We'll finish strong. No, I'm kidding. But so, what's like, how did you get started? Because you have a lot of thoughts on the game, on all sorts of things. So, what's your story?
My story, man, is, I'm born in Brooklyn, New York, man. Born and raised, so it's like, I've always had like these dreams or like the hustler's mentality, I'll say, right? But to be honest, I tried school and I tried college. It wasn't really for me. I always just had a passion for music. Like, before I even started rapping, I used to sit down and I would tell myself as a kid, you know, while I'm in the bathroom taking a dump or something, I'd sit there and try to play out beats in my head. And I always felt like this is what I need to do, because I don't know, man, jobs and all that, it's just not for me. I wanted the freedom to be able to do what I do and actually be able to give people a feeling. Because as you said, I like to talk. Mm-hmm. And I like to, you know, I like to see people happy. Or I like to know that, you know, what I said had an influence on your life in some way or form, you know. And then through trials and tribulations as a juvenile, getting arrested, I had my first time to sit down and think, like, all right, which direction are you headed? And it was the music. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting down with a little radio. I had nothing but a pen and pad. I didn't even have no beats. I had to try to remember. I remember this Rick Ross beat called Blow by Dre from Cool and Dre, I think.
That's off Port of Miami, right?
Yes. Yeah. I remember hearing it on the radio, and that was the first thing I ever wrote to. And I'm like, man, people ain't gonna believe I'm a rapper. So then I run outside. I said, yo, guess what? I can rap, bro. Everybody was like, get out of here. And I just started rapping. And then it came with the, oh, you stole that. Somebody, that's not yours. And from there, I was like, they hating, so they love it. And that's what's going, we going to keep pushing, you know. And then through life experiences, man, I just have more to talk about. I like to read books. I like to try and understand things. And hey, man, if you're learning and not teaching, what are you learning for?
Right.
You know, that's what I feel. Yeah. So there it goes. That's how Sensei came about, man. Welcome to the dojo. And there it go. But
so what was, so Blow was the first one you wrote to. When did you realize, when did the love start coming? They start hating first. When did?
I made me and a couple of other guys, me, Chete and Gizzy G. These are like people that started off rapping with and going hard with. We made a song called Birdie Flop. Right?
Okay.
And then we had like a little dances. Wait, stop. I think I see an op. Position yourself. Now what's the birdie fly? So, and then after that, that kind of got some views and it kind of like people were tuning in and it was like, oh, so this is actually possible. We can really keep going and doing this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, it was like now I seen it was more like it was more realistic, you know, like, oh, okay. So I'm not just talking for no reason. And then I idolized, I don't know if you know Stack Bundles.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, man. Like, that was the man that I could say I wanted to be, because I seen him, he doing his thing in the rap industry, but at the same time, he still had that bond with his neighborhood. You know, he still was out there. He still was in tune with the people. He didn't just get on this platform and say, oh, all right, man, I had my time today, I'm gone. Nah, he kept everybody in tune and made opportunities for his mans through this music. So I kind of wanted to do the same thing. And I'm like, all right, I feel like I'm the nicest out of everybody. That's just what it is, you know?
You got to have that attitude.
And it's like, okay, but that doesn't mean I can't open doors for everyone around me. You know, growth is growth, man. Growth and development is what we about.
Right.
So it's like, yeah.
That's why I rock with you, because you're confident, but you're spreading it. You know, you're for your city, you're for your town, you're for your, for everybody, you know?
Exactly, so, man. For all positivity, man. Any progression is perfection, is what I say, you know? No such thing as perfection. If you're going forward, if you're moving, if you're doing better than you did yesterday, you're doing perfect.
Right.
You're perfect.
Yeah, perspective is huge. You gotta you gotta zoom out and look at that.
Yeah.
Have you, what? How long has it been then? So you, Birdie Flock, when did that drop?
That was 2014, I think.
Okay.
2014, yeah. Like summertime 2014, that dropped.
Okay.
So, had a couple ups and downs in between that, but now we back hit the ground strong as ever, you know.
How do you balance the entrepreneur stuff with the music?
Now, one, I have like the most amazing partner ever, Umazi, who makes a lot of this even possible, you know. But at the same time, It's funny, but like I said, when I make music, it doesn't really take too long, because we get a feeling, I get a vibe. I don't really write stuff down too much, because I feel like I can feel something today and put it on paper, but then tomorrow, being that it's another day, another feeling, a new type of energy, I wouldn't be able to continue off of that because I'm feeling totally different. So I like to capture things in the moment. So that kind of helps me out a lot, because I'm so instantaneous and spontaneous when it comes to the music. But then with From the Block to the Booth, it's like, okay, hit the books.
Yeah.
We got to do this. We got to look this up. And there's a lot of times
so glad we have video now, because you can see the faces. Yeah. Normally, no one has any idea what's actually happening.
But then I was going to say, it's a lot of times, terminology, a lot of things that she had to be like, listen, Go look at this.
I
read
know.
About this.
You're a businessman now. Come on. Yeah. This is not the artist.
It's dope that you did your research, though. And I think that's awesome, because I always tell people, I mean, I did not do my research. I've been figuring it out as I go. And definitely, you know your numbers before you jump in.
Oh, yeah.
But you can figure them out. There's two ways to figure
them
out.
I'm about to say,
in the books, or
exactly. It's, hey, pay as you play, man.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to play one more, and then I want to come back and talk with Umazi.
Yes.
And or we can just, how do we want to do it? Yeah, we'll split it up, because we want to play some music too.
Yeah. Right,
so,
no problem.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm okay, always ready. I was born ready.
You sure, girl? You ready?
I am always ready.
That's right, like that.
You said this is your first time on the radio.
Oh yeah, definitely my first time on the radio, man. Like, whew. I tell you, you know, you got to shake the nerves off, but then I'm like, I don't know, see, energy,
it's a New York
man.
Thing, man. I
it's
think you're just you're ready to go. That's another thing, man. When I was out in New York, when I saw you, and when I was out there, we were out there for a show, just doing all sorts of stuff. hip hop is very alive in New York City, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't want you to like know that. Almost, it's weird. You wouldn't know that looking from the outside in. And it's interesting because in New York, you don't have to necessarily advertise outside of New York because there's 8 million of y'all, so you don't really trip over that. So the whole country, if you're looking at a national level, you might never even see it unless it bubbles. But then I was going there and just talking to you guys and talking to other people, and every 15 minutes, someone showed me a YouTube video with 15 million views. Yeah, someone I never heard of that, like, everybody in Brooklyn knew this dude. You know what I mean?
So it's like its own community when it comes to the music, you know? It's just the only thing, like, I'm against about it is there's so much competition. Like we were saying, instead of artists sitting out there and trying to, like, oh, okay, I got this platform, or I'm doing this and I'm getting some views, let me collab with him and collab with, like, down south. You could walk into a studio down south and it'll be an artist there just because you walked in on a session. He'll, hey, what's up, man? And you might get a track and then boom, y'all got a hit. So now your fan base grows, his fan base grows, and then boom. But in New York, it's, everyone feels like, if I gotta be the one, because if I give him some of my shine, then I'm not shining as much.
Right.
It's not
no
really
features.
Like that. Yeah. No features. <nah. laughs>
What's that say? You know, you don't lose any light lighting another candle.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. You know, it's just the room gets brighter.
Right. Don't it's not as easy as you you have to be nice down south. We had people who haven't heard, listen to the Darius Haywood episode if you haven't, that's on iTunes everywhere. He was on here and he moved down to Atlanta and thought he was just gonna plug in and it would be easy. And he's nice, but he was down there and he's like, you will just see dudes torching open mics, torching this, torching that, like, and then they would just walk back to Foot Locker or something, and then they would go. But they're like nice everywhere, and he's like, you will end up on a couch real fast in Atlanta if you think you're gonna show up
you
and like,
about it? Yeah,
because they're friendly, but you need to be like
ready.
Straight,
you gotta be
yeah.
ready. Because and I just this sound alone, I love the down south sound, now, especially the turn it's taking. You know, it's fun. It's energetic, fun music, you know? And a lot of people, I feel like, you're right, they do sleep on the down south artists. Mm-hmm. But there's so much talent down there. There's so much talent really everywhere. You just got to keep your ears open, you know?
Absolutely.
But definitely.
We're going to play some of your talent. This is MLK 2.
Oh, yeah.
Is this you or is this someone
MLK 2, yeah, that's me.
Okay, you sounded surprised for the title.
Because I didn't know that one got through.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. We're going to play this. You want to talk about it or should we just get into it?
This one, I'll give it a little intro. You know, it's more of a way I was feeling. You know, MLK today, it's about, you know, how just the system, they sell you a dream. They say, oh, America is the land of opportunities, and they make it seem so easy. But at the same time, it's not a fair playing field for everyone, you know, based off of where you're from or how you were raised.
It is not fair.
So... But that's about it. You know, the rest, I let the song talk it.
All right. Sensei Swag, MLK. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. We're actually going to play a different record. I got the email, but I need to sign in. I thought it was just going to pop up. Shout out to Lander. We'll play that after we get signed in. But how about... Do you want to do Ghost again? Do you want to run it back again?
Yeah, let's do Ghost. That's my favorite.
This is the brand new.
Yeah. This is the brand new one, yeah, with the video on YouTube now.
Your music is mad aggressive, but you're so friendly.
You know, and that's what it is. But see, then I got songs like MLK, and it's songs like, I say, running up them bands where it's like, right. It's just a different vibe.
Yeah.
It's all how I'm feeling in the moment.
If I heard this song, I would not expect it. This dude.
See, I know. You're not the first person to say that.
Yeah, which is dope though. Duality. So we're playing Ghost. This is the new one from Sensei Swag. You can get that everywhere. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Axel.
Yeah. What's good, man? Sensei Swag. Y'all know. Back on my Brooklyn bully, Flatbush maniac shit. Huh? What's good? H Black. Let's get it. We be on a different type time and them most. They don't want smoke. We gon' make ghosts. We be with the dirty diaper with the scope. They don't want smoke. We gon' make ghosts. We be on a different type time and them most. They don't want smoke. We gon' make ghosts. We gon' get
don't give a super damn. We on a different type time and them moats. They don't want smoke, we gon' make goats. We be with the shits, dirty diaper with the scope. They don't want smoke, we gon' make goats. We be on a different type time and them moats. They don't want smoke, we gon' make goats. We gon' get the drops in your block and then blow. They don't want smoke, we gon' make goats. I'm with that Patrick Swayze, is you crazy? Try to play me. I'm making niggas ghosts, got about 30 in the 80. We do it to your lady, baby mama with the baby. I'm doing niggas dirty, hit a birdie on that rabies. Throwing out the mouth shit, fiending for a kill. We post up at your crib, Home Depot with the drill. I'm like a bad waiter, niggas say they got the juice. I promise I'ma spill it, I'm just giving y'all the truth. Hit my nigga shit, that he gon' rip him like a Beyblade. Or hit a ball shell, she gon' line him like a straight man. What is all the chatting about? But we don't do that. Don't trade past the max. Bitch, no, I'm going black. The way you bleh, bleh. They gon' think I was a blood. But now that ain't the case. Nigga, I'm just going blood. You screaming GDK for you, nigga, ain't no love. I pull up with that K for you, nigga, you a dub. We be on a different type time and them moats. They don't want smoke, we gon' make goats. We be with the shits, dirty diaper with the scope. They don't want smoke, we gon' make goats. We be on a different type time and them moats. They don't want smoke, we gon' make goats. We gon' get the drops in your block and then blow. They don't want smoke, we gon' make goats. Go, go.
Y'all want no smoke, man. Y'all already know we rockin'.
Yo, you have mad swears at the end of that. Dude. You didn't hear that?
No, he said flocking.
Oh.
That's flocking. flocking is never our shit.
Flocking, you gotta be careful. Like, if I hear anything close, I gotta kill it. Because dudes will send stuff that is wild on here. You know?
And like, I told him, make sure he try to clean up everything before it come in, man.
Flocking is cool. You can flock.
Yeah, so. That's a little New York lingo, the blicky lingo, man.
We got some of that. Anyway, Umazi.
Yes, sir.
So, you were just minding your business at a prestigious university.
Right.
And this dude, Sensei, popped up.
Right, pretty much. as he mentioned it, it was just, you know, I danced with his sister in college. Previously, before coming to the U.S., I was in South Africa. I worked on a couple of music projects with Sony Entertainment in South Africa. I was an executive producer to, like, this really big album we released. So I'd always had the passion for music business. In fact, when I was coming to Oberlin College, I assumed that they had, because they had the third best music program in the entire country. I thought that I would be able to get music business skills. Haha, funny. Because it's classical music. Opera and stuff. So I ended up being an econ, financial major, politics, all the fun, boring stuff, because I'm a geek like that. I love my numbers. But at the same time, I'm attracted so much to the music, to the passion, to the artistry. And I'm very passionate about the business side of music.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where, like, I heard a couple of his songs. I was like, you're the one. Like, you're the artist, you know. So it wasn't that difficult for us to click. And then he had this, you know, he had this other vision of, you know, from the block to the booth. And then we just shaped it together, and that's where we even connected more. So it became this whole artpreneurism, if you want to call it.
Revolutionary movement.
Yeah, so you know, it works out. So that's pretty much my story.
That is, you have more than that.
I mean, I do. It depends on what angle you want to take.
Okay, so
you want to take the political activist, you want to take the...
Speak about your Iron Canyon. Go ahead.
I mean, you are... Yeah, you're an international player.
Exactly.
Right. All right, so...
Just downplay yourself.
All right, I'm not going to downplay myself. So, in 2012, I started a movement in my country called I Am Kenyan, which was in response to the political violence that was emerging or seemed to emerge as we approached the election. So the previous election in 2007, we actually had a period of civil unrest, and I was fortunate to come out alive because I was faced with a situation where I know it sounds crazy out here that, you know, black people in Africa killing each other, but, you know, we kind of are on that tip sometimes. So, You know, so
there's
I was lucky.
Everywhere.
Yeah, so I was lucky to get out of that situation because my parents were able to afford to buy me out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were not able to be.
Oh, it was that serious.
Yeah, it was that like, serious. Like, I was not going to get out because they thought I was somebody from a different tribe, even though I'm not from that tribe. I'm lighter skinned because my dad is half Arab, but they assumed that I was just from Tribe X because people from Tribe X look like me.
Okay.
So I was in a situation where they were going to kill me because of I'm just from that tribe. So my stepdad and mom were able to, like, you know, get a little couple hundred, no, hundred thousand, hundreds of thousands of Kenyan shillings, which is a couple thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And then buy me out.
God bless,
I was very, very lucky. And so from that experience in 2012, I started a political movement called I Am Kenyan, which was, I was in South Africa at that time, and I was like, looking at the news reports, I was like, we can't go back this road again. So I was like, you know what, I'm a very vain person, I love taking selfies on social media, let's take a selfie with a purpose. So, you know, the whole idea of like taking a picture with like a tag, like Bring Back the Girls, I'm the one who started it. You can actually Google it, there's a documentary done about me. I'm not playing, y'all.
See, there you go. Look, I'm not playing, y'all. Google me, baby.
But anyway, so, you know, I started that movement, and so I just took a selfie with the tag I Am Kenya, started calling all my friends. I was like, I don't care where you are from the world, just let's all just, let's unite, let's be Kenyan today, and let's be Kenyan until after the election. Let's just support this country, let's make Kenyans see each other as Kenyans first, but not based on let's appreciate our ethnic diversity instead of like killing each other based on that. And it went viral. You know, a couple months, I had 8 million followers. I was on tour, speaking in Spain, Amsterdam. I was able to be named as one of the top 10 teens by
BBC.
Speaks
like five languages, bro. Yeah, I was like, I'm still trying to learn the whole of English. She got
I speak a couple of languages, yeah. You know, so... I mean, that's pretty much it. So with that experience, I learned a lot. You talk about why I was able to be like, all right, Sensei, we got to put the numbers together for Block to Booth. It's just based on that experience. I was 18, young, naive. I went into the fire. The fire burnt me, but I was able to come out alive. And so from that experience, I know how to replicate and how to be able to move, to build even bigger movements because, you know, now I have the knowledge. I have better infrastructure. Went to a very prestigious college with a strong alumni network. My first experiences have given me this credibility where I can walk into Harvard, I can walk into Stanford, I can walk into Sony EMG and they Google my name and they're like, all right, you're the real deal. So, so that's pretty much, you know, so it's yin and yang when it comes to us. You know, he has this other yang energy and I have this yin energy, and it just works for the business, it works for the vision that we have, and that's our story.
Pretty heavy.
You were just gonna let us believe, like,
right,
you're
just,
this mild mannered, like,
I just went to school,
I just like danced. Numbers and I used to dance with his sister.
I don't know.
What should they Google? For the people who are about to Google you, what would you recommend they type in?
All right. My government names. Ready? Sophie, S-O-P-H-I-E, Umazi, U-M-A-Z-I. I'm going to spell out my surname very slowly because it gives people a problem. M for man, V for Victor, U for umbrella, R for Rihanna, Y for Ya, A for Apple. M-V-U-R-Y-A. So you can Google Sophie Umazi Mvuria. And you will see everything that I'm talking about is out there for you to see. I did a TED Talk when I was 19. You know, I've pretty much done a couple of stuff. I'm now 24. I'm hoping to be on Forbes Top 30 Under 30 by the time I'm 28, 29.
That's soon, man. That's around. Don't worry. Don't hope, man. Just know.
It's you know, it's a couple of big things.
You're both inspiring me and making me want to just go home. Just, well. That's dope. That's, you've definitely blessed on many levels to just experience all this.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, man. Come out, you
and
know.
And still have this outlook, you know, and this, still be promoting this positive energy, and
yeah, that's all.
Somehow you got drawn to hip hop. I love that. Hip hop is,
yeah, because when I was younger, you know, a lot of people don't understand how American culture is exported. Like, you know, people out there in Africa, like back in my country, Kenya, we lived, grew up to Tupac, Biggie, just as everybody out here did. Like, American culture is exported. So, you know, I might as be, I'm not American, I'm not gonna ever say that, but I might as be mainstream as they come when it comes to American culture, as we can be presented, because that's pretty much what we grew up on. Most of it's unfortunate that in Kenya, most of the songs that get media play are American songs and not even local music. So
this is a problem, not just in New York.
It's and the vision for even for Block to Boot, we're gonna take over the world. Africa is next, Europe is next, Asia. Like, it's we're just starting with New York. We're just starting.
It's not a bad place to start.
Yeah, so we're just about to explode. This is about to be a movement. You know, Census Swag is about to be
the next up, baby.
The biggest thing that the music industry has ever seen. We're about to break records. We're about to really just
telling you, man.
Why not? You know, I mean, we've been through our own individual paths, have had serious obstacles. You know, we cannot take away from each other's story, but it's through those journeys and the positive energy that we've been able to accumulate that we're able to see the vision that we want for the world. And mm-hmm. what better? And because we're both passionate about the music industry, the art in the artistic world, you know, fashion, when it comes to fashion and other things. Just entertainment in general, we see the future of entertainment as a vehicle for change. You yes. know, it's a vehicle. People would listen to music, would support you regardless of whatever offense you've had, just because of what kind of music, how it makes you feel. So that's just the power that music has, that entertainment has. So we really believe that we have the energy, the tools, the resources, and the network around us to be able to organize the world in a way that we can change it and break all these records and stereotypes that anybody thinks that they can't. Yeah.
There it is.
Yes.
There it is. Yo, I don't know what better way to end it than on that.
Right. Like, end strong. Like you said, man, finish strong. She definitely did. Yes.
I cannot wait to have more conversations with you guys as this goes on, and to keep doing this and keep, you know, diving deeper and deeper with this. If we had more than an hour, we would do, you know, we would do three tonight. But, thank you guys so much. Once again, it's at Block to Booth on mm-hmm. everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
Instagram from the block to the booth. So on Instagram, it's from the block to the booth.
But if they type at Block to Booth, it will still come up.
All right. There we go.
Literally at Block to Booth.
Do you want me to turn his mic off?
Right. I'm getting muted.
No. You see, yin and yang. That's why we yin and yang.
Nah. So from the block to the booth on Instagram, Block to Booth everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And you're shooting season one in a couple weeks.
This weekend. Yeah, this weekend.
Someone's calling us. Do we want to take this? Is this for you, Skybar? Do you guys want to take a call?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, definitely.
Hello, you're on the air.
He has to keep Mozzie with him. They're going to be a great team.
Oh, yeah. Who's this?
This is Tony White. What's going on?
Tony, what's
hey,
good,
Tony,
my dude?
What's up, man? Yeah.
Yo, Tony.
Hey, listen, one thing that Mozzie said that I really like in terms of out in Africa, them listening to everything that we make over here. One of the fine examples I saw that when Migos had Bad and Bougie, and it just wasn't quite everywhere just yet, there was some footage on Twitter and they performed it. And I'm telling you, them kids went off in a way that I have never seen before. And that was my first time hearing the song, but their reaction let me know how big that song was going to be before it really hit the ceiling and just destroyed it the way it did. Keep her in your corner.
Definitely. Yeah, she's going nowhere.
y'all are going to be a real strong team. I'm happy to hear y'all energy. LFOD, it's always good talking to you guys.
I love
y'all platform, man.
My man, and we'll talk to you soon.
It,
we got to get out of here.
Yes.
We appreciate the call. And
definitely.
We'll talk to you soon. Tony, be
of
good.
Course.
Thanks, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, peace. All right. Tony's the man. He's from Maryland. He moved up here, found us, and he calls in. And he's actually coming on. We got an interview with Tony.